The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How much should you tell your coworkers? I'm not talking about the people you really hang out with, your friends at work. I'm talking about the people you work with. Let's have this discussion on Friday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Not going to say who, but I'm going to give you a little gossip right now. A close friend of ours just enlightened us at their workplace. The person that runs everything, the manager, is cheating on his girl who works there as well. And everybody's cheating on everybody. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, how do you know all this? Because everybody talks about it. Wait,
damn.
That's too much.
What a horrible cheater he is.
How are you going to cheat and everybody knows you're cheating?
Tell the story right. So the manager's cheating with another server.
Oh.
And then he dates another server. And now that server's sleeping with the bartender.
Damn.
I didn't want to say all that automatically.
Where are they serving these drinks at? I want to go.
Well, I thought was, this just sounds like typical restaurant working. That's not like just every restaurant I worked with, everyone was sleeping with everybody.
It's not just that. There's offices like that, too. What? There's other spots, you
restaurants are known for that, though.
Well, yeah, but you guys hooked up at work, so Dana's right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you are such a lie. Automatic, yeah. Everybody has that, coworker that's seeing another coworker and doing the business. You shouldn't be telling. Automatic and I hit it. The only
for
reason
2 years.
Anybody found out, only reason is because I got pregnant, so he knocked me up.
So I'm assuming that your friend who had all this gossip delivered to them, it wasn't like they didn't ask for it. The person just came to vent it.
They were affected by it because everyone was in a bad mood, and that made their job harder that day because everyone was mad at each other because
the boss is cheating.
Oh, that's like honestly.
And all the servers, too. Don't get that part wrong.
Oh, damn. Somebody just bring me my appetizers, bro.
All I know is that I told her, you need more tips. That's what you need to blackmail somebody. How much tea do you spill at work?
I don't think you should spill any tea, though. You should never try to spill more tea than you're comfortable people
knowing about
you. I agree
100%.
What I advised the person was, just mind your own business.
There it is.
There you go.
A whole lot of, I didn't see anything here, dog.
I don't know who's doing who or what. National Day, Anthony.
All right. It is Dr. Seuss's birthday, so we are celebrating Read Across America Day, everybody.
Yes. Parents out there, I know we like the tablets, we like the phones and all that, but studies have shown year after year, reading to your children and children who read become successful adults.
Oh,
read them a book every night.
And wedding season is approaching, so it is National Wedding Planning Day.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm about to say something that's embarrassing. I've been married 3 times, and we'll talk about that another day, but love my life here, DJ Automatic. Third time is a charm. I know, it's so hard, but we hired...
Don't I feel special?
Oh, whatever. We hired a wedding planner. Best thing ever. It took away all of the grief and all of the pressure. And
to be honest, I didn't even know she was a wedding planner. I thought she was just Dana's friend.
That's how involved husbands are.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I was little, I didn't like that my mom moved around a lot. We're discussing negative experiences as children that we've learned to turn into a positive. And let me tell you why. I was raised by my nan. I want to make that clear. But my mom moved a lot for work. My nana, she was determined that I have a good relationship with my mom, which I do. She'll follow her.
And that was hard on you as a kid?
Because you can't make friends when you go to 12 different elementary schools or 4 different junior highs or 3 different high schools. It's hard to make friends. And I was always called a weirdo or whatever, because here comes this new kid. And I was really into reading.
It's hard to be the new kid.
And I'm an only child, so I'm a little different, a little bit odd.
And you were kind of like a nerd, too, right?
Oh, totally nerd. I like school. I like to read.
Oh, gross. Imagine having a new girl show up to class and she's like overachieving.
That's what it was.
Nobody likes you.
I was that girl.
Up in the status quo? Oh, annoying.
Trying to ruin the curve over here.
Yeah, exactly. But what it taught me, the life lesson, is that for one thing, school friends are great, but they're often temporary. When you grow up, you don't hang out with those people every day. And any parent in the car knows that's true. Number two, opportunity doesn't come to you. You got to go get it. And that's what my mom did. She wanted a better life. And so now for me, ambition is just part of who I am.
It's as soon as it says ambition, I think of that Tupac song. On the street.
Oh, I know.
Also, Dana, do you feel like that constant change as a child also gave you the ability to accept the unknown as an adult?
Absolutely.
That's something I've always held in high regard towards you, that you're not afraid of the unknown, or you're not afraid to take chances.
Your ability to adapt.
Ready for change. I am most uncomfortable when things get comfortable. Does that make sense?
Okay, that was a little Gary V-ish, bro.
I, Okay, follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Don't ask us to invest in your Bitcoin now.
Hey, you know what? Listen to this YouTuber. He is a man who grew up with no father, and he decided to turn that negative experience into a positive.
You know, at some point in your life, you will need to wear a suit, you know, whether for a job interview or a wedding. So this will be good information for you to have.
And then he goes on and shows you how to wear a suit. You know, when you sit down, you unbutton. When you stand up, you button. He does all these things.
Only the top button. I just learned that from this guy.
Yeah, Automatic didn't know. And you still don't know how to tie a tie.
On that note, and on the theme of what we're talking about, too, I did spark a memory for me. It was when I was in high school. I remember walking into a store in the mall. I won't mention it. And they directed me to the Dickies section. And they're like, here's the stuff that you would like to wear. We got more stuff on clearance over here. And I just happened to walk in and I was like, whoa, that was like some nice backhanded racism. And it really made me feel low. But what it did was make me understand that fashion a lot of times is your first introduction to anybody.
It is.
So then I learned how to tie a tie. I learned how to make sure that I was always dressed for any type
of
occasion.
You were on a tie kick when we met you.
No, bow ties. Anthony would rock the bow ties.
I was on a tie up until I started doing morning radio. And then
too early.
You know, I'm coming in my pajamas, dog.
I'm just trying to find out where them dick he's on clearance art. Anyway, here's another gentleman on TikTok who grew up fatherless and decided, I'm going to talk to boys and men who may be missing that fatherly figure.
About 4 years ago, people on TikTok started calling me dad. So, if you want to learn basic life skills or how I deal with the highs and lows of life, or if you want to learn more about Jesus, come join the family and stay for a while. I know that I can never replace a real father, so you don't have to call me dad if you do not want to.
I'll see you later. I love you.
When I hear another man tell another man, I love you. Because when you're a young boy, those words from your father mean something. I never had that from my dad, but I had that from my Uncle Frankie, and it meant everything to me. That father figure to say, I love you.
I was lucky. I actually got to grow up with a father in my house, and he always told me he loved me, which, I mean, I think it made a difference.
Even as an adult, Automatic, I remember. Otto came in here. He put the audio in. He said, God, I'm so emotional. If you'd like to follow these two men, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I will send you their links. And remember, negative, you can turn into a positive very easily. Don't dwell on it. Learn from it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Wiz Khalifa's son just turned 11 and they had a West Coast birthday party for him. Internet's going crazy. Let's discuss this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Wrestler Booker T. We also have Lupita Nyong'o celebrating her birthday. Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, Kesha, and Justin Bieber turning 30.
Last week, we talked about Peso Pluma cheating on Nicki Nicole with this influencer named Sahar. You go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you can see the influencer addressing the public. I didn't know he had a girlfriend. Well, Peso Pluma just pulled out of a festival. It's called Vino del Mar. And I know why. Because he's in rehab.
Oh.
His rehabilitation spot is in Jalisco, Mexico. It's specifically for alcohol, drug, and mental health purposes. I think he was really drunk that night. You know, you look at all the video, whether it's with the influencer, he's just out partying. You can barely understand him. He's drinking. He's, you know, having a good time. And he obviously wants the girl back.
Obviously, he wants Nicki Nicole back. And this is his ploy to get her back.
I like to think that he is genuinely seeking help. And maybe it's just an issue. You know, he was going pretty crazy after his quick rise to fame.
He was. Every time you'd see him, he was hammered, out there drinking and stuff. Sometimes that fame can get to you.
I mean, more power to him if he can go back out on tour and never do any drugs or never do any kind of drinking.
Good luck, Peso Pluma.
Yes.
All right, and then finally, Wiz Khalifa's son, Sebastian, just turned 11. And he and Amber Rose, Sebastian's mom, they co-parent so well together. They just had this fabulous birthday party for him. He wanted a West Coast NWA Tupac Cube Dre Snoop soiree. And that's exactly what he got.
I don't see anything wrong with this.
It's fun. If you watch the video, I threw it up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Looks like a good time to me. But people are just writing all kinds of negative things. Is this what you're going to teach your kid? You know, drugs and this. We have discussed drinking in front of your children many times. Most parents don't think there's a problem with it. Here's a fact. Thousands of people a year die from alcohol. No one's ever died from marijuana. And it's legal in a state they had this birthday party in.
Yeah. To that point, I also feel like this might be a lot of people like projecting their, traumas through their childhood and whatnot, too. Like, did you ever have a party, though? Come on, let's be honest. Did you ever have a party growing up where you thought it was for you, but then there's more beer in the cooler, and then there's more...
I'm Mexican, yes.
My only birthday party growing up, and I'm not Mexican, so it's everyone.
The only thing I was complaining about, I was like, yo, this kid has a way... He has the best birthday party I've ever ever dreamt of. Dude.
Exactly. And at least it wasn't a freaking gender reveal party. Then I would have been really outraged.
The only thing I'm outraged about is that we weren't invited.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
LGBTQ plus isn't just for us humans. I had no idea, but there are queer couples all over the United States and the world in zoos.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew? Animal same-sex couples are a huge thing, and they always have been.
Mm.
From penguins to lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
I think penguins are the ones that are the most out there, too. With their...
I saw what you did right there.
You saw the Dorothy? I would have liked it if it had a little bit
more razzle-dazzle, like, oh my. Like,
okay, Anthony.
Or you can maybe make it like a little bit more non-binary and be like, oh my. I don't know, however you want
to
do it.
There's a whole page dedicated to this issue on TikTok. It's called Queer is Natural, and the Smithsonian National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute is highlighting it. So there you go.
Well, here we go off to a boring old straight couple, but maybe it wasn't that boring. It was a little bit crazy. A Mexican bride is going viral after her mother-in-law hired somebody to throw red paint on her dress at her wedding.
What is wrong with this mother-in-law? That's disturbing.
She wanted her son to marry somebody rich, but she's broke. And in protest, her mother-in-law covered her dress in red paint. But guess what the bride did? She had a dress ready to go.
She had another dress ready?
Yep. It wasn't white, but she did have a backup, and they did get married.
And she shouldn't have been wearing white in the first place.
From a drama-filled wedding to a wedding fueled by love, we're going to Kentucky, where Tiana and Logan Ambry got married in a gas station bathroom, dude. Oh, you should see. It's so happy.
Is she barefoot?
I swear.
No, but she does have a barbell tattoo around her arm, so that should let you know what's going on here. But yes, the couple jokingly talked about getting married there, and they actually had a little inside story over there. It's one of the first times they actually went on a date, so they figured we'll take it right back there, and the gas station was happy to comply. They booked out the whole gas station. All the wedding costs was $700, and the gas station even provided a cake for them.
Slushies for everyone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Doritos used to be the number one snack in the USA. Not anymore. Who has overtaken the crown? We're going to tell you in food news. Hottest hashtags on your Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
First hashtag. 4-day work weeks work better than 5. In 2022, 61 companies took part in a 6-month trial, which resulted in happier workers, better efficiency, less turnovers, and even more importantly, better results. From sales to production, 4-day work weeks give your workers that one extra day to catch up on life. Because personally, as a woman, you know, work 6 days a week, you get that one day off. You're not really off. You're catching up with housework. So an extra day would give me a moment to reset my mental, my mind.
So boomers are saying that Gen Z and millennials are lazy because they want these 4 days.
Oh, they're almost out anyway. We're almost done with them anyway. Y'all out the door. So don't talk about that. Okay. Y'all worked and ruined the world. We're trying to fix
the same generation that didn't pay women?
For real. I don't want to hear from those people anymore. Seriously. Food news, DJ Automatic.
America has a new favorite snack food. It is Rice Krispie Treats.
Hey, now those are good.
Wait. It's not Hot Cheetos. It's not Takis.
So according to HubScore, they broke down every single state and Rice Krispies took out Doritos.
Automatic, you never eat Rice Krispies. I don't make Rice Krispies.
Yeah, because I don't want to be a gordito. You're in the Southwest... It's all about Cheetos.
It's Hot Cheetos, baby.
From Louisiana all the way up to Northern California, it's all Cheetos. And then just weirdly in the middle of the United States, there's one state that's a Cheeto, and it's Illinois, and it's because there's a lot of Mexicans that live in Chicago.
Chicago, baby. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Who eats Rice Krispies as snacks?
Do. Man, you can't go wrong with a Rice Krispie treat, dog.
In Minnesota, that is the number one treat.
I don't like go out and buy them, but if there's ever a Rice Krispie treat laying around, I don't let it go.
Who has a Rice Krispie treat laying around?
You never made Rice Krispie treats? That was like a big thing when I was a kid.
I don't know. I never made that stuff. Like, my Nana wouldn't buy the marshmallow and stuff like that, but there was always that one mom that would bring that snack at school, and I loved it.
That's one of the only things my mom could really make.
I'm not wrong for that. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Today is Dr. Susan Kids' birthday, so it is National Read Across America Day, everybody. So
we want to encourage you to read to your kids. I think more and more we see kids at restaurants or at home just on their tablets. Reading is the key to success because you can articulate.
You can read
and
on
speak
your tablet too, though.
Well, you can, but
chances
most times
are they're watching, you know, Mr. Beast
or something. Yeah.
And we also have International Women of Color Day.
All right, big deal right there, ladies.
All the ladies.
Let's go.
Out there. Yeah. Hannah's going to wrap it up on National Pig Day. I didn't mean to follow it up by Women's Day, but it just
Anthony, you have to go there. Okay?
I didn't mean. I was just trying to clarify.
I wanted to end on Pig Day. Let me tell you why. People like to eat pig. My favorite part of the pig. It's not good for you. It's got carcinogens. I don't care. Bacon.
Oh yeah.
Bacon is so good. And our good friend John, he raises his own animals. He only eats what he hunts and farms all of his animals. He's got a little girl pig. Her name, well, she big.
She's not little. Her name's Shishu.
Shishu. She's 550 pounds. She's still alive, but she's about to meet her demise.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm thinking.
She must be bacon.
Yeah.
And some pork chops. But she will be delicious. I'll let you know how it tastes.
You're down to eat Shishu? She's a family pet. You down on her?
I've met her like twice. It's okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, we were talking about turning childhood trauma into a positive. You could do that. My mom used to move around a lot. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. I don't have any friends. First of all, you rarely keep school friends. Second of all, now I go for the money. I go where the work is because that's what my mom was doing. Turn that negative into a positive. But there's just sometimes parents share things that I don't want to know.
Oh.
They're sharing too much can be traumatic.
My mom is the queen of that.
Automatic? Oh, yes. Sometimes yeah. I will leave the room because your mama shares a little too much. You share too much with our daughter.
I learned from my mom.
There you go. Right?
At least I'm not like my mom. My mom wants to tell me about her prior sex life.
What?
And I'm like,
okay.
Mom, I don't want to hear that.
You're not an adult or what, dude?
Well, I'm an adult, but there's some things you don't want to hear from your mom.
Anthony.
I guess me and my mom's relationship is really close because, yeah, we grew up. Basically, like, I was kind of her sidekick through early on in my life. So I know, like, everything. It's more of like a, she's still my mother, of course, but it's like a very much a best friend type of relationship.
There's never something that your mom said to you that just shocked you, that just stopped you. And you're like, wait, what?
Except the one time she told me why she doesn't do the devil's dandruff anymore.
What?
That was about it. But other than that, I mean, you know, I am who I am because of her.
Anthony,
my mom's got 100 of those stories, and I'm like, who are you?
Listen, Anthony, our daughter came home the other day, and she was talking about something, and Automatic confessed to her that he and I worked together for years and were on the sneaks. I don't know that that's something you should have told her.
What do you mean? You guys tell everybody on the radio show?
I mean, if she listens to the radio show, then she would know.
Well, she does, but she don't catch those little things, you know, because we kind of just say them quick.
No,
we dance around the issue, you know?
I will say she was shocked, but at the same time, I think it was an eye-opening experience for her because I think the reason I told her that was because she was passing judgment on people that were dating in the workplace.
Oh, okay.
And I told her, I said, don't do that. Your mom and I got together like that. And she was like,
here,
wait, what?
Because we were sneaky at work,
too. I said, you wouldn't be here if we weren't sneaking around behind it.
And this is a story about your daughter learning the term fraternizing, right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.